This morning when I woke up, it was 70 degrees. There was a little bit of a chill in the air. It's exactly what you want preseason football camp to feel like. It's a brand new week here on Village Vice. See, Zach, I'm Brad. Zach, it's here. Football camp time. Like, we're one sleep away from actual Auburn football on the field.
It's fall, y'all. Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait. Obviously, you know, we'll talk to Golish and some of these coordinators tomorrow. That'll be awesome. We'll get to see a little bit of practice on Wednesday. But yeah, one more day of kind of speculation, and we get to jump right into it. Football season is pretty much here.
For the, you know, well, he hasn't coached a game yet camp. For the, can we just get to football talk?
Sure.
Right? We're with you. But, like, it is finally almost here. I think it's perfectly reasonable to have summer football talk and to talk about some other things, some rival schools, what else is happening in the SEC and in college athletics in general. But we are now to that time where we can talk. So a couple weeks ago, we were wondering about what questions would you ask Alex Golish tomorrow at that media session. We were asking this regarding media days a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What questions would you ask now? What questions are you, do you hope get asked of the head coach before they start practice?
My biggest question to Golish would be an update on Chris Murray. Mm-hmm. He was very clear about making him earn his way back.
Yeah.
Would love a status on that and just kind of what that process looked like.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question, an important position, and a guy who, you know, could play. So, I mean, if he's good to go for in good standing, how much of a factor is he in that rotation at edge? Is he at edge
right,
or an
right.
edge?
Right. I mean, especially because he didn't do any, I do think he's edge. Like, I think he's a stand up guy. Because it like still, this is really the only thing that like Golish has done slash not done that I didn't absolutely love was how he handled this publicly. And look, I don't think what he did was wrong, but I do think like it wasn't his fault. Like he did everything that he thought he could do to prepare for what was best for him. And as soon as he had the chance to come back, he's like, heck yeah, I'm coming back. So that was really the only thing that I've kind of like scratched my head at with Alex Golish. Everything else I thought he's been absolutely awesome on. And so, yeah, what does that look like? And then, you know, I mean, he was asked about Deshaun Womack and, you know, some of his off the field activities that happened in the offseason. He was asked about that in Tampa. Does that play into the edge room at all? Or is that also handled? AG said that they handled the punishment for that internally, and they're still waiting for some of the legal stuff to happen. So how do those two things impact the edge room? I think that matters.
Yeah. Do you think there are surprises coming? Like, do you think that there's anything we'll learn in this presser tomorrow that we had no clue about, like an injury, a guy who's going to have to miss time? Or I'm not saying predict what that is, but do you think there's something that's not on the table right now that will be on that table after tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I was kind of expecting that in Tampa, if I'm being honest with you, and it didn't happen. So I don't know why it wouldn't. I don't know why it would happen this week and not 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. I'd be interested to know about the tackle position and where it's going to start. And like Killian Zierer got injured at the end of spring camp, right? Mm-hmm. Where is he? Is he, you know, his availability for fall practice? And then Simmons and Ramil, are they going to start left and right? Are they going to start right and left? How much cross training is there in fall? And at what point in fall camp do you need your tackles locked in? You know, can you do that? Can you cross train for a week or 2 weeks, or, you know, by like August 20th, do you need that pretty well locked in to get ready for Baylor?
I think we'll know that one pretty early.
Yeah.
That's my gut reaction. And, you know, we'll see where they line up on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if we're going to get to see every Wednesday or what that's going to look like. I haven't looked that far ahead, but I think after we go out there two or three more times and it's the mm-hmm. same guys in the same spot, I think we can kind of bury that topic.
Yeah.
It'll happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Man, one thing I am looking forward to, there's mm-hmm. a little chill in the air today. Alex Golish was fired up.
We call it a nip in the air.
You'd rather call it a nip than a chill?
I think that's what they say.
How cold does it have to be for there to be a chill? Does it have to get under 60?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm just checking.
I think a chill would be lower than 60.
Maybe for a chill to be in the air, it needs to be 50. Okay, that's fine.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. Well, look, I wore the Roback, the long sleeve. I wore the hoodie today just to celebrate the start of football month.
Same.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's put our hoods on.
Put our hoods on. Here we go. Hey, what about when it's cold enough to do this outside?
How about that?
That's going to be incredible.
It's like the best 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Because down here we get summer and Valentine's Day. That's like those are the two seasons that we have.
Valentine's
Day. Summer and Valentine's Day. Those are our two seasons. All right. Yeah. So number 33. We're 33 days away from kickoff. 33 has a lot of really good representatives in Auburn football history.
Really? Why can I not think of one?
You can. You're just...
A.J. Britt was 33?
A.J. Britt was 33, yep. A.J. Britt, very good. NFL linebacker. Will Hastings was 33.
Will Hastings was 33, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Will Hastings. They got, you talk about the guy who created more separation. Name a wide receiver that got better separation than Will Hastings in the last decade.
Ryan Davis.
Okay, Will Hastings and Ryan Davis. That's it. Those are the two. Eric Brock was 33, a safety in the 2000s on those outstanding defenses. But I would submit to you the best 33 in Auburn football history is James Bostic. James Bostic, early 90s running back, SEC, like running back or player of the year in 93 or 94, key member of the undefeated 93 team, really hard physical runner, and a guy that would have loved playing in this offense for sure. So are we missing people before that? Let us know in the comments and we'll read those today. So number 33 here for 33 days away from kickoff. How great is that? You got three more Saturdays with no football at all and only four more Saturdays before Auburn football kicks in.
Man, yeah, I saw a graphic that somebody posted yesterday, and it's like this is the last Sunday without football until like February 27th of 2027. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my gosh. We're so close.
And some of those are dog games. We get it. Some of those weeks are not outstanding. Quite frankly, week one outside of Auburn doesn't have a ton of great games.
Something will happen.
You're right about that. All right. We started this a few weeks ago. We're 5 weeks away from the season. Mm-hmm. I want to look at week five of the season. But first, I want to talk about the job you and Ford are doing with Active Wealth Management and what you guys have coming up on the horizon.
Yes. Yeah, we've got our first seminar together this Thursday. If you want more information on that, that one actually is filled up, but we added a third seminar date next week. So we've got one next Tuesday and Thursday. So we've got over 100 people already signed up for that. If you were interested, email me at Zach@activewealth.com. You can also get directly on Ford's calendar right here, calendly.com/Ford Stokes. He can handle your, you know, managing your wealth and your money. I'm kind of focusing more on the income retirement side. So whatever you need, the two of us can absolutely take care of you. Our office is 90% done. It's close to Tiger Town. So we'd love to meet with y'all if that's the route you guys want to go. So check it out. Zach at activewealth.com. If you've got any questions, forward at activewealth.com. We would love to make sure you and your family are set up for financial success, whether it's heading into retirement or just want to check up and, you know, make sure you're doing the best strategy. We can help any way you can.
You know what they say? They say move your money forward with Ford. Forward with
Ford. Oh, he's going to love that. He's going to love it.
Good. Good. Right. So it was getting warm in here, and so that my hood went off. So
you took the hood off.
I took the hood off. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Week five.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah.
When you're taking your hood off, you got to tell me.
I'm sorry.
I was just sitting here like a goober with my hood still on.
I thought you didn't could tell see. Me. I thought you could see it. I thought.
Looking at the camera.
I thought your eyes were good. I'm looking sorry. At the that is
how
true.
Long? I'm how long was down. The only one wearing a hood for?
Like 4 or 5 minutes. It's okay. Not 4 or 5 minutes. Just during the read. Just when you were talking about active wealth. Gosh. And you were so locked in and focused on that. It's going to be like good Alex morning. Golish on the field. I was going to say that earlier. There may be a little bit of a nip in the air, a little bit of a little tiny twinge of a chill. There will be no chill from the head football coach on that field this week. Like, you think he's locked in, dialed in for spring practice mm-hmm. and how comfortable and excited he was to get on the field? How do you think he's going to be Wednesday with those guys at practice? How do you think he's going to be when you get, you know, 3 weeks out from the opener, 2 weeks out from the opener? You talk about a guy in his element. That's where he'll be.
Yep. Hands on neck, right. Baby. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. Fourth quarter, hand on the neck. Okay, week five of the season. Who's on upset alert in the SEC? Is anybody on upset alert in the SEC? By the way, Auburn's game at Tennessee that week is a flex game. It's either afternoon or night. I'm looking at this schedule, and if it's not the primetime game, something really wrong has happened.
This is Tennessee, right?
This is Tennessee. Your other games that week in the SEC. Vanderbilt is at Georgia. Alabama is at Mississippi State. Arkansas is at Texas A&M. LSU hosts McNeese. The other two games
McNeese
that are...
McNeese what?
Just McNeese. They dropped State. They're not McNeese State.
Well, that makes more sense.
Doesn't it, though?
Because it's, wish, yeah. it's not a state.
Don't you wish others would do that? If they like, if they're not states, just don't be a state. Troy did that a long time ago.
Yes, they had a meeting, and they're like,
"Yeah,
why are we lying to people? Why are we lying to ourselves?" Like, I think ball state.
Just be just ball.
Go by ball.
Just be Ball University. One of their early opponents is Sacramento State, Ball State, Sacramento State.
Who's going to tell them?
Sacramento. They should just go by Sacramento.
Sacramento University.
What's wrong with that? San Jose University. What's wrong with that?
Wait, Ball State and Sacramento State are playing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to make the joke I want to make. Continue on.
They are making that joke, Zach, to promote the game.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
How are they making that joke?
They're calling it the game.
Like ball and then
yes.
the first syllable of Sacramento?
That's correct.
Who's they? Who's calling it that?
I've seen it from Sacramento State.
Wow.
They did a like get to know Ball State thing. Yeah, they're calling it the da-da-da-da-da-da-da game. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I wish we had that sponsor that we had right at the beginning of the show a few years ago. That would seem very fitting. By the way, if they're not sponsoring that game, there's no justice. What are the other schools that need to drop state entirely, or it would sound just fine? any school name state that's not a state.
There's not one that's like, yeah, let's keep the state.
Right.
Like San Jose would be just fine as San Jose.
Now, if you are a state, chances are there's already a university of, and so state is fine.
I don't think anybody's upset with Michigan State right now.
Or Oklahoma State, or even Penn State.
But Boise State, who do you think you are?
Yeah, just be Boise. Just be the University of, just be Boise University. Be you.
That's right.
Be you. In fact, that's your branding already. Be you at BU. What's wrong with that?
Wow. You are a branding king this morning. We're recording at a new time. We're recording at like 5 a.m. right now.
It might as well be midnight. Might as well. Okay. The other two games for Auburn that week, or to watch that week that are in that afternoon to evening flex slot are Florida at Missouri and Kentucky at South Carolina. Maybe Florida, maybe they're waiting to see what happens September 19th when Auburn and Florida play.
That maybe would make sense.
Maybe the winner of that game gets the primetime slot, because otherwise, like, I've got a hard time seeing Auburn any worse than 3-1 going into Tennessee. And I have a hard time, I don't know Tennessee's schedule before that, but I've got a feeling that's, you know, that's the most compelling game of the day, unless both Florida and Missouri are undefeated.
Who does Missouri play leading up to that?
Good question. I will tell you, they play, their four games are Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Kansas, Troy, and Mississippi State. They'll be undefeated.
Yeah. So, yeah, your guess on that's probably right. Like, if Florida wins against Auburn, that's probably the better game.
Yeah. It's probably the better game from a records perspective.
Sure.
Florida's probably undefeated too. But I think even I could make the case anyway that a 3-1 Auburn team with Alex Golish going back to Knoxville to play Josh Heupel in Tennessee.
How much run is that going to get outside of Auburn and Knoxville, though? That storyline, I mean,
yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. I think Tennessee will be a ranked team. Heupel's reputation is not bad among coaches nationally. He's taken Tennessee to a playoff.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's not the same stuff every time Saban played one of his assistants. That was the big storyline. It's not to that level.
Yeah.
But I also
think it should have been a massive storyline. It should have been.
So, any like Georgia, Vandy, Alabama, Mississippi State's not intriguing. Texas A&M, Arkansas, maybe. But I don't know. Thoughts on any of that? The South Carolina thing, is that intriguing at all?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, Lenora Sellers, I think, is worth pumping up.
Yeah.
But they got to be good. They got to beat some people.
And Kentucky would need to, like, everybody loves Will Stein right now. He's
people
kind of
love Will Stein right now.
He's the darling after media days. Which sort of predictably is he's the darling after media days.
Yeah. And I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
But
I dislike a little bit of like the process of picking a darling at media days and then just running with it. Like, it doesn't change the fact that he inherited a situation.
I mean, they love Summerall too.
Yeah.
Which was also predictable.
Predictable. Right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Anyway, those are your week 5 games, and we're 5 weeks away. I love my little exercise that I do. We're like, all right, 33 days ago, what was it? It was the beginning of July.
Okay.
So think back about how quick that was, how fast the month of July went. That's how far away from Auburn football you are.
All right.
So you were in Chicago. Are we talking about that on the post show?
We can.
Card show, post show?
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
Good. Let's do it.
All right. We can look at other comments that people left too last week as well. So.
Yeah.
Cool. I think that does it for today's show.
That's right. Come join us in the post show. Become a member of Please. The channel on YouTube. And we are working very hard to create a ton of content with your feedback that is members only, and continuing to put out more free content as well every single day. Thanks for being part of the show. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.